Wednesday. Wednesday. 1-8-25. First Wednesday of the year that we're teaching. Okay. This is a return to honor,
Temple's birthday, 30th.
Yeah. A return to honor, part 7. This is called following orders. So, what we were talking about earlier, we're on the same wavelength today. So, let me just read what I wrote down here, some thoughts. It might seem overwhelming to think or even to speak about the return to honor in our nation. It seems like it's overwhelming. There's so much just ugliness, I'll just say, just so much that's not right. But I believe the Holy Spirit has helped me to see that it does not have to be overwhelming. It simply begins with you and me. God's order will come when His people learn to follow His orders. Can't make it any simpler than this. Jesus began with a handful of renegade men. He did not go to the religious leaders to do this. He said that He would teach them to catch men. How fitting to teach fishermen to catch men. This is where it all began. Jesus and a band of not merry men, just fishermen. This began a new dispensation. The kingdom of God had come. What's the kingdom of God? It's God's order. That's what the kingdom is. It's how God wants it. Okay. Let's go to Matthew 10. Okay. And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And He names the 12 disciples. We don't need to do that. And let's go here to start with 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So, first, they were 12 disciples, then they became 12 apostles, and their jurisdiction was Israel, not anywhere else. Okay, y'all got that? All right. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have received, freely give. So the kingdom of God includes these things. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. This is what was laid down. He said, you will do these things. Mark 16 says, you'll speak with new tongues. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You'll cast out demons. Isn't this restoring order? Think about it. Because everything's out of order. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Why? Because sometimes God has to put a stick of dynamite up our rear ends to get us to do anything. We're always a-fretting about, oh, we don't have this, or we don't have that, or oh, I don't want to do that today. All right. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there shall ye abide till ye go hence. And when ye come into a house, salute it. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. We're not here to cram it down the people's throats. We're here to be led by the Spirit. where the Holy Spirit wants us to go, and if they won't hear, then shake the dust off your feet and move on to somebody else. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against men the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver the brother to death, the father the child, the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye to another. Verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. And the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Christians just want everybody to love them, right? But I'm telling you, that's not the way Christianity is. Fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light. What you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows. Whoso therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I'm come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. I hear Christians, oh, we've got to have unity, 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 unity. They're not talking about the unity in the body of Christ, which is the worst place that needs there need to be unity. He's talking about with the world. You're not going to unify with the world, not as a Christian. You can't. It's not possible. For I have come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me, he is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. And he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Whosoever give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall not in no wise lose his reward. So I read all this to say this. Jesus took a handful of unlearned, ignorant men, and he made them his disciples and then his apostles to take the message. He chooses the most unlikely people. He did not choose the pious religious of his day. He didn't. But what is the main thing here that we're looking for? Following God's orders. He has given us a commission. There's only one commission. People seem to fall all over that when they have their big ministries and do all these things. There is only one commission that was laid down, and that's the Great Commission. That's to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. An apostle is an ambassador of the gospel. That's their sole primary goal, is to take the kingdom, take the gospel into the nations. Okay, let's go to Acts. I want you to see this after Jesus has gone back. verse 1 there, and Saul yet breathed. It's chapter 9. I thought I said that. Sorry. Here we go again. If there's anything that we have learned in this ministry is this. God is just looking for someone that will listen to him and just do what he asks. As simple as that. Really no more or less. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues. If he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth. And when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. He was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. When he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which were called on this, which called on his, this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their lain wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto him how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. He was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. We're just seeing here how this he is called to be an apostle, and here we see Peter here. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sarin saw him and turned to the Lord. And there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon a tanner. And then next we see he's supernaturally, God instructs him to go to Cornelius' house, and the Gentiles hear the gospel. These people are just simply hearing what God said to do. They didn't get any instruction from the head honcho there in the temple. They were just listening to the Holy Spirit and doing exactly what the Holy Spirit told them to do. They were following orders, but they were following God's orders, not the establishment's orders, but God's orders. This is how Jesus' ministry began. This is what Jesus did. This is what the church did, the new church did. What's changed? Established religion, just like they had before Jesus came. God is looking for a few good men that will simply follow his orders. The Lord recently said to us in a visitation that we were to raise our expectations. We have been so riddled with warfare that we have been barely able to even look up. This is by demonic design. God wants us to be about his business in carrying out his orders, regardless. This is how you bring divine order. The enemy targets because he does not want you following God's orders. When heaven breaks through all this muck, that is divine order. When heaven breaks through in this earth, that is divine order. The Lord's Prayer verifies this. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you see how important it is for individuals that are Christians to hear the Lord's voice and to do exactly what he says? That's how the order's going to return. It's not going to be that establishment there. The 501c3 corporation churches did not do it. They failed because they got under the synagogue of Satan. But the church today, the people that God is raising up in this day, we follow his orders. Nothing gets done without the general sending the command down. And whether you be an apostle or whether you just be a layman, you hear his orders and you follow his orders to the letter. If God can get someone that will get their self off their mind and listen to his orders, he will show up and do his mighty works. We have a huge part to play in this, just like the 12 disciples did in their day. That was the beginning for Jesus. A renegade, foul mouth, probably drunkards. We're talking fishermen here. Talk about the piers, you know, and all the fishermen out there and the rough sailor talk and all that mess. That's who Jesus. He found somebody that would listen to him and follow his orders. It is the Holy Spirit doing the works and not us, but we follow his lead. All right, John chapter 2. The devil will keep you under and keep you from obeying God as much as he possibly can. Well, I just don't feel like it today. What's it got to do? What's feelings got to do with it? Got to do with it. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana, of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. They might have been thinking, oh, do we have to go? And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what am I to do with thee? You drove me to this stupid thing. What am I supposed to do? Mine hour's not yet come. In other words, he said, I don't have anything, Mom. His mother saith to the servants, whatever he says unto you, do it. There was set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, that's probably shaking, thinking, oh my God, what are they going to do when they get up there and it's water? The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles. If Jesus had said, Mom, I don't want to go to this thing, I'm not going. This was the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. All those things that we don't feel like it today. We don't want to. We just, could it be the beginning of miracles? You do not have to be an apostle to see mighty signs and wonders. You must make yourself available. That is what Jesus did at the wedding. He didn't have anything when he got there, but later the Father called on him. When God's power shows up, that is divine order about to break through into this world. Acts 10:38. Y'all know it, but I'll go to it and read it. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. If you hadn't noticed, Satan's order's been in this earth. It's operating in this earth at this moment. Help us, Lord, to get a hold of this. It's not about what we want. It's not about how we feel. It's not about, we have decided that we're going to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. What does that mean? It don't matter what you think. It just matters what the Lord says. Okay, I want you to go here and I want you to do that. Because I have to be willing to say most places I go, I don't want to. Yesterday, I went and got my hair done, and I'm telling you, I hadn't even sat down in the chair, and they started a discussion about someone that had just found out they had breast cancer, and they're asking my opinion about it and all this stuff. I'm thinking, oh, my God. But I'll tell you what, my radar was inside just looking for anything that the Lord might speak to me to help. It was not the person that had the problem was not there, but it was two relatives here. But I was listening on the inside. If the Lord would have me do something. Everywhere we go, we need to have our radar out to see whatever he says to you, do it. To me, I thought, yeah, that's a slap in the face, you know, just bam in my face here, you know, I just walked in the door. I'm just going, we need to be instant in season, out of season. Can you imagine, like happened with Scott, if the Lord said, do that for this person? This person's not even a Christian. Can you imagine? Organized religion hadn't won very many. You see the way the world went. But you start seeing these things like Jesus did. You know why it hadn't been like the way it went when Jesus was here? Because people are not listening to God's orders and doing them. That's why. Which prophet was it said, you know, Lord, send me? Said Isaiah about, you know, I'm willing to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I'm willing to be the one that'll go. Lord, send me. Who wants to? Nobody. Everybody has things they don't like doing. But what does that have to do with anything? If we weren't affecting the kingdom of darkness, then we wouldn't have any problem. All right. It is the Holy Spirit doing the works and not us. It wasn't even Jesus doing the works. He says so. We're going to read that. This is, let's see. Let's go to John 9. Read a few scriptures in here. Jesus makes a statement here, 9, 4, and 5. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Well, who else is the light of the world? The church. All right, Jesus is the light of the world. Now the church is the light of the world. John 14, 10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. My asking did not heal Scott. God did. But I did what he told me to do. Take that afghan and pray that prayer. We prayed it together. It was just a simple act of obedience. No power on our part. Except the prayer, the power of God went into it and healed someone. We are not waiting for divine order to come. We are implementing it by following Father's orders. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Tell you what, in the military, you don't argue with the general when he gives an order. You say, yes, sir. That's what we're going to have to get. It don't matter. That's all that matters. That right there, following his orders, is all that matters. If all you ever do in your lifetime is follow his orders, he's going to say to you, well done, you good and faithful servant. You're going to bypass all those that have all those accolades after their names and done all these mighty works and all this stuff. But they weren't following God, they were following a dogma. All right. This new church will not sit on their laurels and be entertained. They are trained to reign. They are the ones that are willing to be sent. We won't say, let the missionaries do it. We will say, Lord, here I am, send me. We will implement divine order by following his orders. The change has come, and that change is you. We are the change. Others like us too. It's time to get yourself and your troubles off your mind. Matthew 6:33. If you're about the master's business, seeking first the kingdom, just like this scripture says, right here. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, you take care of his business, he take care of your business. Another thing the Lord said to us in this visitation is that we would walk out of all that is plaguing us, because we will be so busy doing what He is telling us to do, we won't notice it anymore, or we will look up and it'll be gone. Because we're not preoccupied with it, but with His orders. All right. How many waste opportunities have come and gone just because we didn't feel like getting out of the house? The Great Commission is the only commission, and that commission brings divine order, always has, and always will. Acts chapter 1, that's going to be it. Starting at verse 1 there. The former Tristias have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion for many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. It's all about the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, and commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they were therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his power, but ye shall receive power. In other words, get busy. Quit thinking about this and all that and questioning everything and always in an uproar about things. But ye shall receive power. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. All right. We need to be listening. And whatever he says to you, do it. That's ministry. It's not accolades after your name. It's not high positions in high places. It's just doing what the Father says to do.